All right, we're here, Beat 104.1 FM, and we have a special guest. His name is Ainsley Carter. He's an author, and we'll be having a chat with him now. He has a book out called I Am So Blessed, The Journey, Volume 1. We say hello to Mr. Carter. Mr. Carter, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing, sir?
I am blessed.
Okay.
I'm so very blessed to be here, to be on your station, to meet all of you fine people. I'm truly blessed.
All right. Now, I was thinking we'll be chatting face-to-face, but I heard I had to give you a call. Where are you right now?
I'm in New York.
You're in New York. Okay. Excellent. So, Mr. Carter, you have this book called I Am So Blessed, The Journey. Let's get to know each other a little bit better. Tell us a bit about yourself, Ainsley.
Originally, I was from Sunbury, Sicily. Then the house burned when I was around 3 or 4, and we moved to Six Rose. And from Six Rose, migrated to New York, to America. Did 42 years of construction, but now I'm doing the things that I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
That is getting my poetry out there. Hopefully it'll make a difference to many people.
Okay, I hope so. I was just about to ask you that. What led you towards bringing out this really, really excellent book of poetry? So many great poems that touch upon all kinds of life experiences. I had the pleasure of reading a couple of poems last night. We had some interesting weather here, to say the least, in Barbados. It gave me time to read and just to get an idea of what we'll be chatting about today. And you touch on all aspects of life, relationships, and everything connected to nature as well, too. So give us a little background of how you went about this.
Before I came to America, I wrote a poem, The Beauty of the Seas, as a youngster, not knowing that years and years later, it will be included in the book. And I traveled from Barbados to here with me. Before I retired, I realized that, you know, I listen to people and I write down things. And then the interest in writing grew as my retirement days were coming to into place. From there, there was the writings, the editing, the compilations, and the urge to make a difference, not only within my life, but within other people's lives also. And it's truly been a journey.
So this has been therapeutic for you as well. It has helped you a lot while you've been bringing together and getting all these poems together as well, too. As you said, it's a journey, so it's been helping you as well, helping you heal from your own life experiences also, right?
Yes. You know, we all have our ups and downs, our trials, our tribulations, everything else that goes with it. And they said that writing is therapeutic. And I was just fortunate enough to keep the things that I wrote. Don't know why I kept them, but now I know. So that I was able now to put it out so that other people can read it.
Okay, and I see you have the book of poems broken down into, let's see, 6 parts: blessings, life, love, relationships, nature, life, comparison, and inspiration. Now, 6 parts, and the reading of this poem is very, very good. And it hits right at home to all the things that you want to express and share. So this is a combination of your life experiences you overheard and friends and family that have influenced your life as well that brought this to fruition, right?
Yes. I'm fortunate enough to own a business and to be within the same neighborhood with the business for 13 years also. Leave room for other people to come in and have discussions and you know, they trusted me enough to know that I'm going to ask them at the end of it to challenge themselves with whatever they're going through. And as I was listening also to their stories, it dawned on me that, you know what, I'm writing these things in an effort I can also help other people along the way. So the whole thing about it was, is that how can I help other people? How can I let other people know that this is a journey, not necessarily pertaining to just the individual, but we all are going to go through something.
That's right. And you're learning something along the way, especially learning about yourself and getting to a better understanding of yourself with this piece of work, well, the many pieces of work you have in this book called I'm So Blessed, A Journey We're Chatting with Ainsley A. Carter. So, Mr. Carter, tell us about one of your favorite pieces in the book.
Well, there are many.
I know there are many, but if it was one.
The one that actually stopped the book from publishing for almost a year was the story about the ant, A-N-T. And when I realized that it was only half the story that was being told, I had to go do some more research about the ant, A-N-T, ant.
Yes, and based on your research, what did you gather from your research before bringing it and adding it to part of this volume?
The first question was that why is that NT in the wisdom portion of the Bible? It is in Proverbs, go to the ant, thy sluggard. Consider your ways and be wise. And then I realized that it was never about the ant. It was for us to observe the ant, but then for us also to go back and examine ourselves to see how we can do better. The reasons why the ant is called the king or the queen, they don't have no masters, they don't have no bosses, they don't have nothing rules the ant, and they get about themselves. Why also do they become what they are without anyone teaching them what to do or telling them what to do? And I thought it was remarkable that portion was in the wisdom part of the Bible. And a lot of times we read things, but we don't personalize it. And I believe that there's a lot of things in the Bible, or a lot of things that are told that we're supposed to have a visual and then implement them.
Okay, fantastic. Now, persons hearing you right now, how can persons get copies of these books? I see here that right here in Barbados, they can head on over to Cloister Bookstore, Days Bookstore, and the University Bookshop. They could also be purchased at Amazon. And, of course, if you're traveling overseas, Barnes & Noble and Walmart. But are there any other ways that they could get this book or get these books or get copies of them?
Sure. They can go to AinsleyAcarter.com. They will get the autographed copies. Pretty soon through the Global Impact Discussions on Publishing, they'll be sending out the wholesale books. Those who want that, they would go to AinsleyAcarter.com, info@AinsleyAcarter.com, and we will have put a notation, send it out, and we will get back in touch with them. They will have to leave contact information for that to happen. Also, the autograph books, also AinsleyAcarter.com, if you want autograph copies of the books.
Okay. Now, this is volume one, and no doubt, did you leave out many pieces of work to save for the next volume? There's a volume two that you're working on, other things that you're working through that you need to share with the world coming up to look forward to?
Volume two is actually supposed to be out 4 months ago, but some of the readers of volume one said that they needed the book to be a little bit spicier.
Spicier?
The volume two to be a little bit spicier. They needed more in volume two to make it stronger. So for anybody that purchased the book, from me, whether it's volume one or volume two, I am open to constructive criticism. I, I, I'm not going to turn a deaf ear to anyone. And so when the request came through to make it spicier, to make it stronger, to add a little bit more here and there, we went back to the drawing board. I went back to the drawing board, and then my editor, we had a lot of back and forth to make Volume 2 stronger. So Volume 2 will actually be out next month.
Oh, wow, wow.
I have no date set. Pardon me?
No, I said, well, it's pretty very soon that Volume 2 will be released and shared to the world. Nice.
Yes, and it will have more points in it than Volume 1.
Okay. We're going to hold you to that. You're still... Is it still being edited? What stage is it at right now, Volume 2?
It is finished editing. We're in the designing stage as to what fonts we're going to use. The graphics are finished for the book. My graphic designer did an awesome job on that. Folks that see the actual cover and everything else like it. We're just in the stage of designing the what the inside of the book will look like. And I would believe before the end of next month, before the end of July, it will be on the market.
Excellent. Well, we are chatting with Ainsley A. Carter. He's the author of I'm So Blessed, The Journey, Volume 1. As you heard, Volume 2 will be out in a matter of months, but you need to go and get your copies right now. And before we close out, listeners, no doubt, curious as to not only how to get the book, but to be inspired to go and get the book. Share something about yourself or about the words that would encourage them to do so.
Well, you know, the books are written to encourage. The books are written to say to people, you can do it. You know, President Obama had the slogan, yes, we can. And yes, you can also get the inspiration, get the encouragement. Please note that one of the things that I say to myself, my children, people around me, that the actual story about the ant is leading to the talents. You know, everybody out there could be their own Michael Jordan. They can be their own king, their own queen. I said to my grandson, I said, when he was six, I said, you know, one day you're going to be a king, but now you're going to have to be a prince. And he looked at me and I said, you have to become a good follower for the next 12 years. Then when you turn 18, you're in training to become a leader. At that point, you become a king. You'll be the king of your own decisions. You'll be the king of your own characteristics and everything else like that. And I was surprised to see, to get the reaction, that the little guy, he took off and jumped and hugged me and started to cry. He said, Papa, do you mean that I'm going to be a king? I said, yes, you will be a king of your own destiny. So I say that to say that even if I encourage parents to listen to the children's, to see what their talents are. If they can sing, let them sing. If they want to play cricket, let them play cricket. Don't discourage them. Say, you know, I want you to be a doctor. Because they have, every one of us have our own talents. I'm hoping that through these books, that more people will realize that, encourage and use their talents. And by the way, they're never too old to start.
Fantastic. Mr. Ainsley Carter, thank you for spending time with us on the Beat 104.1 FM. Wishing you all the best with Volume 1, and we are eagerly looking forward to reading and sharing with the world Volume 2. So, you know, don't be too caught up with the world. Make sure it comes out to us so we could take a read, right?
Yes, I promise that as soon as it releases, I will make sure that you and your team have a good portion of books so that you can share them around to read.
All right. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best to you, yes?
I do thank you. All the best to you, too.
All right. That was Mr. Ainsley A. Carter, author Ainsley Carter, with his volume of poetry, called, let's see, yes, the book, I Am So Blessed, The Journey, Portraying Musings on Blessings, Life, Love, Relationships, Nature, Life Comparisons, and Inspirations, and fascinatingly written by him to show all things pertain to life, no matter the nationality or upbringing. Now, this book can be purchased at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Booktopia, Scribd, Scarlet's Web, Cups and Books, and in Barbados right here, Cloister Bookstore, Days Bookstore, and the University Bookshop. We thank him for joining us. We are coming right back.
Radio. The Beat 104.1 FM, where FM means your favorite music.